As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
And a big warm welcome to each and every one of you out there. Welcome back to the Two Oceans Vibe Show, another week of splendor and pomp. On Cape Town's Atlantic seaboard. I know it's been a week, but I've been thinking of every one of you since then, and I miss you. And here we are today with a very good friend of mine, a friend of Two Oceans Vibe, one of South Africa's foremost artists, producers, songwriters, and gigolos. James Stewart, welcome to the show.
How's it, Seth?
How are you feeling today, my boy?
I'm normally one of those, like, fucking fantastic acts, but nice. Today it's like, it's all right, you know.
James is a little bit down today. He said earlier on, before we started the show, he said that he's not going to hold back. If he's feeling shit, he's going to say he feels shit. And to be spot on, his words were, he's in a strange space. What are you talking about there, James?
I actually have no idea what I'm talking about at the moment. It's been like this for about 3 weeks.
Really?
I have no idea what
three weeks.
Is. I don't. I'm in some kind of funk. I don't know what's going on.
Have you checked your biorhythms?
I have not checked my biorhythms.
Do you ever?
I do grab myself by the balls every now and then, though.
Well, that's fair enough. When last did you check your biorhythms?
I don't think I've ever checked my biorhythms.
You should. I looked at mine today because I could feel that something's wrong. All three of my vibes, physical, intellectually, and emotionally, are as low as they can go at the same time. It's a thing that my dad actually once saw, and he phoned me and he said, just be fucking careful out there, but... because you are on an all-time fucking low. Seriously, be careful. And it's all three at the same time, which is very rare. So forgive me if I'm falling
so
apart.
So like a website you go to? Connect yourself up to the keyboard somewhere?
You just look around for biorhythms, free biorhythms on the internet, and there's a website that you can find. Jammo, before we get going, we're going to play a little tune now. James has chosen all the songs which... we're done on short notice, and he said that he was shooting from the hip. Are you saying that these aren't your favorite songs? They're just random stuff?
They're lots, man. Those were just sort of the ones that on any given night I'd like to hear at least once, you know?
Well, it's daytime now. Could you give us a weather check before we go into that, James?
Partly cloudy and fantastic, actually. It's a perfect day.
For some of you out there that have heard that the weather's been a bit shit here in Cape Town, it's absolutely wrong. It's fucking peachy. It's 3:37. Thanks for joining us. Catch you after this. Rolling Stones.
Oh, was a beautiful track there, Rolling Stones with Beast of Burden. You're back live. I'm only kidding. You're back live at Two Oceans Vibe. Just seen a message is coming in from Nick Maria at KFM. I'll be listening some this afternoon. Tell young James Stewart I send love, many love. Manly love.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, Nick would never mistake that. I mean, we've seen you with chicks. There's nothing to worry about there. James, you're living out in Franschhoek at the moment, right?
I am. I'm a commuter, man.
How long has that been?
2 years.
What do you think about that lifestyle?
Franschhoek is as hot as hell, man.
Jeez, it must be 40 degrees now.
It averages about 38, 40 degrees. It's intensely hot.
Could you describe it as a fuck fest?
I'm not totally sure what you mean by...
Just a fuck show, just a muff show. Just an absolute sweltering muff show.
Yeah, I mean, it's traffic jams and shit, you know. It's high season, it's very, very busy.
How do you time the roads in terms of your
commute? I'm not talking about traffic on the N1, I'm talking about traffic in Franschhoek.
Oh, really? Is it hectic?
It's fucking crazy, man. You get to the bottom of your road, you wait.
Jesus.
In the morning, all the moms in their 4x4s taking
I went
the
there the other day, I stayed at La Petite Femme.
Yeah.
Very nice, up on the hill. Hey, beautiful vistas.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Staggering views.
Absolutely. Dendy Young.
Yeah.
Good man. Did you meet him?
Yes, we go very, very far back. We used to bath together as kids.
I'm sure you did.
Of course we did. Just before we go on, because I always forget this, people out there who want to communicate with us, and there are all sorts of ways to do this. The first one, this is to stand in line to win various competitions. Last week, people won all sorts of prizes. This week, you can win a case of Jack Black beer, which I'll give you a sampling of that shortly, James. Have you heard of it? Jack Black beer.
I first heard about it on your actual website.
That's how most people hear about things. so we'll sample that shortly. So you can win a case of Jack Black beer or a fuckload of Butler's pizza. There's all sorts of things. Send in questions for James Stewart or the show, anything you want to say, any your thoughts, questions, whatever. The text message to send to is +27 76 907 3679. From South Africa, you'll be putting in 076-907-3679. There's another way of saying that, which is 076-907-3679. And of course,
it's quite hard.
Yeah,
it's quite difficult. You kind of like 3615 kind of something sexy, you know?
I know. Or 0800 like hectic. Or something like that. Skype phone calls, we'll be taking them and send them in anytime you want. We get all sorts of calls, James, from Belgium and Prague, and it's crazy. Our Skype call sign is The Two Oceans Vibe Show. I'm sure you know how to spell Two Oceans Vibe because you wouldn't be listening to this otherwise. So that's that. Send in your shit and we'll take it from there. James, what are your plans at the moment? You say you're in a strange space. Could you elaborate a little bit?
Not really, Will. Not because I don't want... Seth!
Why do you keep saying world?
My manager, Will, is over here.
Yeah, by the way, Martin Drake is in the studio. This is James Stewart's manager. He's managed famous acts throughout the years, including the likes of Rupert Mellor, who was one of his early protégés, could you
call
it?
And the Sweat Band, yeah.
And the Sweat Band. This boy's gonna get there.
Exactly like that.
I'm actually related to Wendy Oldfield. Yeah, it's crazy. That's how crazy it is at the moment. Just before we go on, I just want to do a quick recap here. People know exactly who James Stewart is, as I said on the site, but the one song that sort of sticks in everyone's head, and James is a big fan of Sting and the Police, and it's actually funny. I played this song for someone the other day, and they were like, no, that's Sting. I said, no, it's James Stewart, and they said, no, it's Sting. And anyway, I know more than them. Let's just have a little sample here.
If I'd known any better, I would have passed you by. But my soul has deceived me. Now I sit and I'm wondering why I'm the shape that I'm in. The shape that I'm in. Look at the shape that I'm in. The shape that
So you get the picture, the guy's got talent. That song, when did you guys make that, James? When you had the band The Usual?
That was 97, I think.
Really, was that late? That's when I used to go out to Taboo and you guys played live there. Do you
That's
remember
where
that?
I met my wife, yeah.
Really? At Taboo?
Exactly.
There's some good flange rolling around there. Nice one. So that went well. Was she like a groupie at the start initially?
No.
And then she got used to you?
No. She knew the words.
Really?
And it was enough
what
for me.
What we all do. Did you see what I wrote about you? I said, although he's not that old, his music career did span over more than one decade.
It is.
That's a big call.
It's actually startling. It's 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Yeah, I've lived in 5 decades. It's terrifying.
I thought The Usual was actually in the 80s. It was the 90s, so it hasn't actually
gone. There was a version of The Usual in the 80s, but that was not Tom Fox from Bright Blue joined the band.
Foxy.
So we broke up for a while when the original guitar player, Carl van der Lek, he might be listening, in Joburg.
Carl, hey, Boki.
He left because he had like commitments to a... What do you call it when they pay for you?
A whore. He was seeing a whore.
That
Sorry, I just got that guy in my brain, and Spitzer. Sorry.
Spitzer.
Yeah.
Do you swallow or Spitzer?
Nice.
Sorry.
Nothing wrong at all. I've just received a text message. The guy says, when is Mark Bailey on the show? That was last week, buddy. With James Stewart now. You're fucking high or what? Come guys, fucking pick it up a level. Fucking 0769073674. Geniuses only, please. No fucking thickos. James, just a quick one. We were talking about The Usual. Story I heard earlier that got fucked up by your managers next to you. May I just say,
he doesn't really manage, he copes, you know what I mean?
James, not that I have to go through him, I go direct to the artiste. Martin was mentioning something about radio when The Usual did a revamping or a re-recording. You were in Australia for a little bit and then came back.
No, he's got it completely cocked up. I mean, I assume he's talking about the thing.
Something happened on a radio station somewhere.
The Australian, the Australian rugby team.
Yeah, yeah. He said something to the Australian rugby team that they weren't happy.
What did you say on radio? It was one of those early Tri Nations games. We were on tour in Johannesburg, not Melbourne, bro.
Johannesburg. You obviously landed at Jan Smuts and then you went through.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, Piers, fucking things have changed, bro. I know. Relax, cock. Sorry, yeah, Jazz. GF Milan.
we had an interview on Radio 5.
Radio 5. I still call it that.
I know, they get very uptight. I know. 17 million rands worth of branding.
Friends of mine call it Radio 5 normally, not even fucking around like I do. But yeah, who are you with?
I was with the band. Who was the
radio guy?
I can't say Gilman. No, it was ENF, I think.
Thank God Gilman left. Christ. ENF, apparently, him and old Sasha Martinenga are disbanding. That whole show's on the way out.
It's been around a long time. It's
been around the bush. Beating.
And
beating.
So the story or what?
Yeah, we're going to go back to that keyword radio interview, but first, this client of mine sent me an email. Funny, he's from Austria, and he said that he wrote, "Yeah, Seth, I just want to see that. I just want to say that that chap that we met in Cape Town is not my pot of tea." Which is quite cute. I mean, like, you want to tell the guy, but you don't want to insult him, but you don't want him to carry on talking like that, you know? Tell me about what you said on radio.
It was the band. We were always into rugby and various kind of and drinking games and stuff, and we had an interview at 11 o'clock. It was organized. There was a Tri Nations game that we had to miss for the interview, etc. We were like a bit pissed off about it, so I dedicated the shape that I'm into the sheep that I'm into the Australian rugby team. And
nice, good shape, funny. Sheep, that's the song that we just played, guys. That's the shape that I'm in, and you said the sheep
the ensuing
that I'm in.
Shitstorm was absolutely not worth it.
Was there a shitstorm?
Yeah, a diplomatic cock up. It was writing letters to embassies to apologise, and it was.
You're kidding, really?
It was heavy.
It's so funny that you use the word shitstorm. But did you read the article that I wrote about this show
today?
Well, yesterday. It's been the same one since yesterday.
I did in fact read the article. You said very kind and nice things about
me. Do you
me.
Think that you used the but that's a reminder on my computer saying Two Oceans Vibe Show with James Stewart. Yes, dismissed.
Take medication.
We are there. Do you think that you use the word shitstorm? Because I use it in my thing.
Yeah, I do. Emphatically.
Because I was saying A Beautiful Mistake is your single that's out at the moment. Did you get any text messages for the song?
I checked this morning. There were a good few, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice, guys. Great support. Thanks a lot. Yes. So... Yeah, Beautiful Mistake. Yeah, that's what I did on Friday night. Jesus Christ. And I'm now in a shitstorm. And then I wrote that thing about that guy in that bar. So we covered that. So you see the sheet that I'm in, and you had to write to embassies. I can't believe that.
Days of
thunder.
Yeah, if you don't do it, we're not going to come and play rugby with you anymore. It wasn't quite as heavy as that, but it was stupid. It was a stupid time. It was a fucking crazy time in South Africa, actually. It was around about the time.
It's always a crazy time.
Yeah.
I love the vibe. Like, the things are just getting blown out of proportion. I mean, it's one thing that one chap using the K word, but you see the headline the other day: someone refuses to retract the statement he made where he called someone a coconut. It's like, coconut?
Who actually cares?
Who gives a fuck about coconut? It's a food.
A coconut? Do you know what a coconut is?
Obviously, Gemma.
No, I mean,
don't say it.
The fruit. Is a coconut a fruit or a vegetable?
Well, that's why I said food, because I thought I actually can't. How do you actually qualify something?
So, what a coconut is, a black guy basically kowtowing to white people. Is that?
Yeah,
he's
acting like a white guy. He's lost his roots. It's just fucking ridiculous. And that is why I thought it would be a fucking beautiful time to play Message in a Bottle. This is James
Stewart. Speaking of roots.
Speaking of roots, James Stewart's choice, The Police, Message in a Bottle. Catch you after this.
Send it out.
As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic Seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
That's what James Stewart just did, except he didn't touch himself. He touched a Jack Black beer, which we are enjoying over here in the studio. We'll get your comments on the beer in the next segment, James, when you are actually drinking one. Back to the show with our friend James Stewart. We've planned absolutely nothing for the show, by the way. James, have you got anything prepared that you'd like to send out there?
It's lucky to be here. I'd like to thank.
It's so good to have you.
Really thank is. My manager, you know, and all the other stuff. And it is particularly nice to sort of. I miss the sea quite a bit living in Franschhoek, which is. There's just a sort of a settling, cool kind of. The influence of the sea is what. You know,
Is there a water manufacturer there? Water bottling plants there?
There is, I think, Val de Vie. No, La Vie de Luc.
La Vie de Luc, yes, I've seen that one. It comes in a pink and a blue.
Show me. Oh.
Yeah. La Vie. Is it from there?
That vibe, yeah.
Hmm. Or as my friends like to call it, Le Vibe.
Le Vibe.
Which friends are those? Friends of mine from France. Sorry, James. It's a new joke I'm trying out, and I am fucking it up, you were saying?
It's just lucky to be near the CRC again. I missed it. I actually, it's the one thing I do miss about not living in Cape Town anymore.
Did you surf? Do you surf? Did you used to?
I was passionate, excuse me.
Really?
Passionate.
I told James to mind the P's, the
mind
P's.
Mind your P's and B's, yeah.
Yeah, mind your P's and B's.
It was all I did up until joining a band. It was a life...
Threatening.
Yeah, it was the business. And it was also...
Where did you used to surf?
Well, I grew up in Hart Bay, so Llandudno was my sort of local.
Were you a Llandudno local?
I suppose you could classify me as that, but I didn't have the kind of aggro...
Do you know a friend of mine, one of the owners of Buchanan Boys Lawyers, Andy McPherson?
I do.
He was very much involved in... You must know
Andy
him as
McPherson
well,
and I did articles together.
Cuck, man, he's about 50, 60.
What?
So there's obviously another guy. There's quite clearly another.
He might just have aged quite substantially.
No, he's not that old, Andy. I know you're not, but he's definitely most certainly without a doubt within his 50s. And okay, you, James, well, although clearly. You look 20, I know it is deceiving, but it doesn't deceive up to the 50s.
Okay, well, wrong end.
Where are you now, James? A good.
You
must be looking down the barrel at 40 at the moment, eh?
I'm 39 in April.
Let's see, it's all happening. Are you Aries?
I am.
When is your birthday?
15th.
15th of April. I'm also Aries. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's 14 days time, stalkers out there. Please send your underwear. 14 days time, Daddy Cool is going to be 29 again. It's just, do you lie about your age at all?
No. Actually, I think I lied recently, but it was to a record company, I think.
I lie the whole time. Even when I go to gym on the treadmill, when you have to do the settings and needs your stuff, yeah. It says age, 29.
Weight is what I lie about.
Really. Yeah. Good. Baglet just sent a text. She was on the show 2 weeks ago. She said she's in absolute hysterics. It's amazing. Have you said anything funny?
I'm not feeling very
funny. I'm actually finding this particularly dull. I don't know what the fuck's funny about this. This is serious shit here, guys.
What happens with depression normally? Does it just like pass?
I take comets. It's so funny. I haven't taken them for a while. Try them.
Drugs.
Drug. It's herbal. It's like licking this table here. Trestle table from Loft Living. Sorry?
Do they give you a good deal? Or are you just relieved that you found trestle?
Of course, again, a deal.
Truffle table. What?
Trestle tables. I searched for the spelling. It's T-R-E-S-T-L-E. Do like not fall into the trap of a double S, people.
Is it, so it's Nestle chocolate then? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Nestle, yeah. It's like that whole fucking Freyne or Fresno. It's like I switch with like whoever the person is in case they get angry. It's like, I wonder which one he'll be. Let's write Fresno. No, it's Freyne. Fuck yourself. No one cares. And then you say Freyne, and they go, why do you say it like that?
Do you know what a fucking wop you feel like in Franschhoek when you
wop.
Don't get the, when you don't get the French stuff? And then there's a street called Academy Street. I called it Academy Street the other day. Well, the fucking shit I got into.
Really?
Academy, it's Afrikaans, bro.
Can I tell you something that I worked out, right? And this is an absolute fact. I've sent this out there a hell of a lot, and it's true every time. Martin, you'll love this, right? I swear to God on my life, you can't think of one where this is not true. All names that were originally streets, towns, etc., if they were originally named in Afrikaans, it stays that way, right? For example, Hout Bay never changed to Wood Bay, right? Breer Street was never wide street, okay? But every English name has an Afrikaans version. Think of one. Think Cape Town, Kaapstad. If I can, I mean, every single one. Isn't that amazing, Martin?
What's your fucking point, man?
My point is, it's like, who's in charge here? What's going on? Like, why is it, like, literally, road signs, there will be an English name and Afrikaans name, both of them. But if it was originally called the Afrikaans name, there's no English version.
What blows my mind is, like, they'll change shit to Mpumalanga and stuff like that, which is fine. But in the middle of Joburg, there's still Hendrik Verwoerd Street, bro.
Yeah, but he was an icon. He was a good man, James. I said last week, I said something like, Hitler, do you think when Hitler was a boy, his folks said to him, like, you are a brand. Make it happen. He's like, okay, what's this brand?
Did you ever read the Roald Dahl story about, it carries on about this woman and this couple that have struggled to give birth, like, so many times, and she's getting on and getting beyond. It's a Roald Dahl story. I said that.
That's quite cool. Don't have to use a condom. It's awesome.
So, eventually, the story...
Joking, kids. Yeah.
It's like, you know, it starts in the reception room, the delivery room and whatnot, and like this, that, and the other, and then the whole story goes about how this woman couldn't have kids or had kids, and they all died or whatever the whole story was, and she's panicking.
Miscarried.
However the fuck it happened. But I mean, eventually she's hysterical because she's just pressed this puppy out and whatnot, and the last words of the story, the short story by Roald Dahl, are, "Don't worry, Frau Hitler, you have a perfectly healthy young boy." Have you not read that story?
It is brilliant. Is that by Roald Dahl?
Roald Dahl is a sick motherfucker, bro.
What a wonderful, sick motherfucker. Have you watched There Will Be Blood?
I have not.
Jesus, I watched it the other night. Wow, fucking watch it. You think, I mean, it starts with all about oil and stuff in the days with tenders and all that shit. And Daniel Day-Lewis, who won the Oscar for it. What a performance. What an outstanding achievement. It turns out to be the most twisted fucking movie ever. It's like all filmed properly, beautifully, like oil wells, and it really is authentic and stuff, but there's this whole religion sort of versus the guy that wants to make money out of oil. It's fucking brilliant.
New development, biodiesel. Running the car on biodiesel.
No, bro, let me tell you something. If you want to make some cash, let me tell you a little secret right now. You buy houses, fix them up, and resell for a profit. We actually had a guy that said that to us once. We were all at a party, and the guys were just starting to get into the mid-20s, sort of like finding their feet, you know, learning about interest rates and shit. And this guy actually said to us, no, guys, I've got it. In fact, he called a friend of us aside and said, I'm just working on some stuff. And the guy said, what's your vibe? He goes, I can't really talk about it. So he goes, no, tell me. So he fucking had to fucking lever it out of the guy with a crowbar. And he goes, no, basically, I'm going to buy houses, fix them up, and sell them for a profit. Yeah, I was like, well, I'm fucking blown away.
It's quite Cape Town, though, because that's actually like a Muesli and Sandals thinking sort of beyond the lefty. That's thinking towards the center and possibly even a bit.
Like, and toward.
Yeah, capitalist, you know what I mean? It's not that extreme. You go out to Scarborough, there's a lot of that shit going on. They're actually thinking in terms of making cash.
It's so funny to say that, because I'm actually thinking of buying in Scarborough. I'm going to buy my astrologer, Val Paul, who you might know, Martin. I'm sure you've heard the name thrown around. She said, I'll be buying in Scarborough by August. Fantastic. She also phoned me yesterday. She always phones direct to voicemail. And she said, Seth, just to let you know, I'll be away from your birthday, so I can't phone you on your birthday like I normally do. I'm away until May, And she said, but just happy birthday, etc. And then she said, and of course on your birthday I'll be sending you wishes telepathically. Yeah, have a fantastic time. Cheers. Cool. And then she left another message. Said, yeah, just one more thing. Well, just a PS. Your message is very hard on your voicemail. Maybe change that. Cheers. So I changed it fucking quickly. Yeah, Val knows best. Val Paul, people, look her up if you want to find a proper astrologer. Reassuringly expensive at 500 rand an hour. The same price as 12 Two Oceans Vibe cocktails at Caprice. James, I want to play your song now, Beautiful Mistake. Do you want to run us through that, where you were at the time in your head, etc.?
This was a collaboration, one of the few that I've done with a guy called Curtis Aaron Richardson, who's a guy that I met in New York.
He's done some big stuff.
Yeah, he's written some songs for Joss Stone and J-Lo.
What do you think of Joss Stone stuff?
I like her.
It's cool, eh?
Yeah.
She's got a lot of heart, that chick, eh?
J-Lo's got a lot of ass.
Yeah.
Which is nice, and he wrote some big number one hit. I don't recall exactly which one it was, but he's amazing. So he actually wrote the lyrics.
Okay.
And I wrote the music.
And a very good job you did.
Thank you, man.
You switched over to piano fairly. You weren't playing it at one stage, and then you sort of started to get into it.
Not in the band.
No.
Yeah, I learned from your old man. I mean, schlepping that shit around is too much.
Yeah. He did used to play. Hank Rotherham. Yeah, good. Before I do that, I just want to remind everyone out there, competition time, case of Jack Back, Butters Pizzas, you name it. Might even send you, send you a whore. I don't know. This whole Spitzer, the governor of New York thing, is caught with a whore. I've just got a whore on the mind. It's such a terrible word as well. Lady of the night is how we like to say it. The number to send messages to is +27 76 907 3679 or 076 907 3679. Anything more that you want to add before we play that beautiful tune?
People to get a pencil before you say that shit.
A what?
Tell people to get a pencil before they
get
say
a pencil.
That. Say it slowly. You know what I mean?
Get a pencil. Would you like to read the number out, James, to the people? Do it properly, because I'm doing it wrong.
It's not there.
Turn it over. There we go.
Fully.
Shame.
Fully.
Shame.
076. Is that correct?
Yeah.
907-3679.
Nice one.
It looks simpler than it sounds. Eh?
This is James Stewart's Beautiful Mistake. One of my favorites. Playing a lot on KFM at the moment. And it gets going at 13 seconds, which is round about now. Catch you after this.
My heart, so don't.